Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Amen. So it's so great to be with you in your living room. And, you know, I had something actually else planned for this evening, but when I was preparing this afternoon and just sort of getting into this, the Lord kind of took me in a little bit of a different direction. And so I believe we'll be short this evening, but I'm hoping that this will inspire you and just encourage you and strengthen you tonight. And so I want to read to you from Isaiah 61, verse number 1. Isaiah 61, verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are inbound, who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. Now we know that, we read that, we quote that a lot. And in fact, there's other parts of Scripture as well, out of Isaiah as well, where we quote this. But we kind of don't read the next part. We kind of somehow always seem to separate them. But I want you to see that the Lord Jesus came to do all of that, but He also came to do this. It says in verse number 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and here it comes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Everybody, say with me in your living room, He may be glorified. He may be glorified. I want to talk to you about something. That when the Lord came, when Jesus came to this earth, He gave us the ability to have a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So He came to set us free. He came to heal our broken heart. He proclaimed to preach the gospel. He came to do all this stuff, to preach, to proclaim liberty, all that stuff, prison, to set those who are in prison free, those who are bound free, to proclaim the acceptable Lord, a year of the Lord. But He also came to give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We see in the Old Testament when they would shout, when there would be praise, we would see walls come down. We see so many times throughout Scripture, specifically Old Testament, where there's praise or a shout, and we see a breakthrough that comes. So I want you to know, in this new covenant, because of Jesus, we have been given a garment that comes to us that is accessible through praise. Through praise. And you know, when you think about praise and worship in the Bible, there's always one personality that tends to come to mind, and that is David. And so this afternoon, while I was busy preparing, I just stopped and began to worship God. And I said to the Lord, Lord, what can we do tonight to take us out of this thing, this heaviness, this atmosphere that's going on all around us? You can't help but experience it or feel it or be affected by it in some way, because it's everywhere right now. And so I said to God while I was worshiping, I said, you know, Lord, there's one thing that I know about You. There's one thing that remains the same. There's one thing that is always consistent no matter what, and that is that You are good. You are good, and You are great and greatly to be praised. So I went into the Word and I looked to see, where did David praise God? And I want us to kind of like, I want you guys to get in this with me, okay? Because I'm going to read this, but we're going to praise Him together this evening. I'm going to read two Psalms. And as we read these Psalms, I want us to experience what the psalmist experienced and what he was writing about. Because if you look and see what he says, it is so powerful. It is so powerful, because in a moment of distress, and when it's going good, when it's going bad, there's something super powerful about giving Him praise. There's an atmosphere, there's a spirit, there's a heaviness that can break. And even though there's all this stuff going on, you can have an extremely powerful encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ right there in your house if you're willing to just get off your couch for just a moment. If you're willing to get out of the bedspread and climb either on top of the bed or next to the bed. But I think it's time for us this evening to give Jesus a mighty hand of praise. Why? Why should we praise Him? Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why the psalmist praised Him. Let's go to Psalm 145. And this is what he says. I will extol You, my God, O King, and I will bless Your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless You, and I will praise Your name forever and forever. Right there in your living room, I want you to stand up and I want you to say those same words. I will praise Your name forever and ever. I will bless Your name forever and ever. Forever and ever, Father, I will bless Your name. Forever and ever, Father, I will praise Your name. Can you give it some kind of a beat, some kind of a declaration? Let's get into an atmosphere of praise this evening, because Your name is great and greatly to be praised. And Father, no matter what we're experiencing, no matter what we're going through tonight, we will praise Your name forever and forever. Forever and forever. Let's praise Him tonight. Come on, let's give Him praise. Right there in your living room, just say to Him, I praise You, I praise You, I praise You, I praise You. Come on, guys, you need to get with it. I praise You, I praise You, I praise You, I praise You, I praise You. Come on.
I praise You, I praise You.
Forever.
Forever,
I praise You. Forever,
I praise You. Forever, I praise You. Forever,
come on, sing it again.
I'll praise You.
Forever, I'll praise You. Forever, I'll praise You. Forever, one more time. I'll praise You. Now, why do we praise Him? Why do we praise Him? Look at what it says in the next verse. Verse number 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Listen, great is the Lord and He is greatly to be praised. And it says in His word that His greatness is unsearchable. Father, Your praise tonight. You are great and greatly to be praised. And Your greatness is unsearchable. It doesn't matter what goes on the left side. It doesn't matter what goes on the right side. Your praise is your greatness is unsearchable. Let's sing that. Let's say that. Let's say Your greatness is unsearchable. Come on.
Your greatness is unsearchable.
Your greatness is unsearchable.
Your greatness is unsearchable. Your greatness is unsearchable. Your greatness is unsearchable. Your greatness is unsearchable. Your greatness is unsearchable.
One more time.
Your greatness is unsearchable.
Your greatness is unsearchable. Your greatness is unsearchable. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. Give Him praise tonight, because He is great and greatly to be praised. All right. All right, just stay with me. This is great. Amen. Listen to what it says in verse number 4. One generation shall praise Your works to another, and shall declare Your mighty acts. Come on, guys. Listen, throughout the ages, God has done mighty acts. God has delivered His people time and time again. What makes you think He'll leave you and forsake you now? I want to say to you this evening in this place that He shall deliver you. And because of His mighty acts, we will declare His mighty acts. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Let's give Him a shout. Come on, right there where you are. Just declare His mighty acts, 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 His mighty acts. We declare Your mighty acts, 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 we declare Your mighty acts. One more time.
We declare Your mighty acts, we declare Your mighty acts,
we declare
Your mighty acts,
we declare Your mighty acts. Give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, give Him a shout. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, His word has the potential to be like a fire shut up in your bones. And when His word becomes alive to you and you begin to declare His goodness, His greatness, His love, His mercy, His enduring mercy and love, what begins to happen is it becomes a reality to you. This is who He is. And the psalmist, in the midst of everything he went through, and David, it wasn't always easy for David. Listen, he gets anointed as king, and then he gets chased for so many years. He gets chased. He gets treated like an outcast. They try to kill him. But yet he knew that God was great and greatly to be praised, that His greatness was unsearchable. He knew that we would declare His mighty acts. Verse number 5 says, "And I will meditate on Your glorious splendor and Your majesty and on Your wondrous works." Father, we declare this evening in this place, Your glorious splendor and Your majesty and on Your wondrous works. Father, I give You thanks this evening that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that You never change. And tonight in this place, Father, it doesn't matter what some say. It doesn't matter what some think. Your word to me tonight is like a fire. It is alive. It is breathing and living. And Father, as we declare, as the psalmist declared, Father, Lord, I pray that every word will bring life to every person. Not because of who we are, not by might or by power, but by Your Spirit. And so we give You thanks. And so we give You praise. Amen. Amen. Listen, verse number 6 says, "Men shall speak of the might of Your awesome acts, and I will declare Your greatness." Oh, I'll declare Your greatness. "They shall utter the memory of Your great goodness and shall sing of Your righteousness." Listen, verse number 8. "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great mercy." Come on, somebody. Did you hear what it says in His word? The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. Listen, I don't care how backslidden you are. I don't care how far you are from God. Tonight, if you decide in this place, while you're watching online or wherever you are, if you lift your hands, if you say, "Father, tonight, I receive Your mercy. I receive Your compassion. I believe that You are great and greatly to be praised." Listen, if you do that tonight, His grace will fill you. His peace will flood you in the name that is above every name. Amen. Listen, I don't need, I'll praise Him on my own. I'll praise Him on my own. Verse number 9. "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All your works shall praise You, O Lord, and Your saints shall bless You. They shall speak of the glory of Your kingdom and talk of Your power to make known the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout generations. Did you hear that, church? His kingdom is everlasting, and His dominion, it endures throughout all generations. Listen, you are in the kingdom. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. And dominion and authority has been given to us as the church. That's why we fight on His behalf. But when we give Him praise, when we remember His goodness, when we remember His power, when we remember His dominion, it strengthens our mortal bodies. It builds us up. It encourages us. When we give Him praise, there's like a flowing that comes from heaven. It's like a peace. It's like a river. It's like a flood that comes from heaven that floods your soul, that floods your heart, that floods your mind. Just receive it now in Jesus' name. Just receive it now in Jesus' name. In the name that is above every name. Verse number 14 says, the Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. Listen, He will take care of you no matter what. You open your hand and satisfy and desire of every living thing. The desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, glorious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. Did you hear that? He is near to all who call upon Him. To all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and forever. Let's say this, all flesh will bless His name. Come on. That's it.
Bless His name.
All flesh. We'll bless His name.
All flesh. We'll bless His name.
All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. All flesh. We'll bless His name. Give the Lord a shout. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Come on, somebody give Him thanks. Come on, somebody honor Him, glorify Him. Tell Him how much you love Him, how thankful you are to Him, because His mercy endures forever. His goodness is like no other. In the name that is above every name. Come on, just lift your hands, lift your voices to Him right now. Right now, right there where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. We've only just begun. That was Psalm 145. Now let's go to Psalm 146. Listen. Do you remember I talked to you a few weeks ago about singing songs of deliverance? When we give Him praise and we declare these verses, these scriptures that have so much power in them, because they have been declared by a man who has surrendered and humbled himself and cried out to God and said, Lord, I know who You are. When we take those same words and we declare them and we speak them and we sing them and we prophesy them, and it begins to empower us. It begins to strengthen us. You may think we look ridiculous. It doesn't bother me. You should see, if you think this is bad, you should see me at home. My daughter was in my prayer room today. I had to tell her to stop staring at me. Because I was busy worshiping God. I was in His presence. And I said to the Lord, what can I do, Father? What can I give Your people that will build them up, that will strengthen them? And I felt like He said, tell them to praise Me. Tell them to praise Me. And I will remove the heaviness. I will remove the yoke. I will destroy everything the enemy desires to put upon them. Tell them to praise Me. Tell them to praise My name. Tell them to sing songs of deliverance. Tell them to shout hallelujah. Tell them to declare my goodness. Tell them to declare my mercy. When you do that, you defy everything the enemy tries to throw against you. There is so much power in praise. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to Psalm 146. Let's agree with what he has spoken and declare his goodness and praise him again. Psalm 146 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. In other words, while I'm on this earth, while I have a being on this earth, I will sing praises to him. I will declare praises to him. It doesn't matter what goes on around me. It doesn't matter what happens around me. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to continue to praise him. I'm going to declare he is great. I'm going to do it over and over. Look how the psalmist says it. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Listen, you may say that we shouldn't say it over again. Tell that to David. Because the Psalms were not written like this. They were not read. They were sang. They would sing them. They songs. They Psalms. They poems. They would sing them. So they would say something like this. Praise the Lord. I don't know. Sing something. Sing praise him. Come on, Cheyenne.
I'll praise you, oh my soul. Oh Lord, all my days. For you are glorious. You are mighty. And you are worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'll praise you all my days. For you are glorious. And you are mighty.
Verse number 3 says, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. But watch, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. And this is powerful. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church, let me ask you right now, right there where you are, can you give him praise right now? Can you give him praise right now, right where he is? Like the psalmist did, Psalm 145, Psalm 146. right behind each other. Some say he wrote them together. He sang praise. He declared praise. I don't know what David was going through when he wrote these psalms, but I know that when he wrote Psalm 145, I don't know what was going, but I know that he decided no matter what, he would give praise. Right, I want to say to you this evening, right there where you are, if you give him praise, he will hear from heaven. He will answer your prayers if you humble yourself and pray. If we turn from our wicked ways, if we cry out to him, he will hear us. But now we're at a point where we go beyond just that. Now, regardless of how we feel, we give him praise. We praise his name. We honor his name because of his works, because of what he's done, because of his mercy and his love, which endures forever. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor you tonight, for there is none like you. I pray, Lord Jesus, in every household watching right now, that you would strengthen their mortal bodies, that you would quicken their spirits right now. Father, give them strength. Empower them now. Lord, let there be a sound of worship and praise in every household now, regardless of the coronavirus. In fact, we take authority over the coronavirus in the name of Jesus, and we break your power. You will not have an influence over us. We submit ourselves to God. We resist the devil, and we command you to flee from us now in Jesus' name. And so we give you thanks and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, go with me real quick. We're almost done. Go with me real quick to Psalm 34, verse number 3. Watch this now. Pastor Alex, why did you make us do this tonight? It's a little crazy. I know. But look at what his word says. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's get a little crazy for him. Let's magnify him. Listen, when David danced, he danced so wildly that his clothes came off and they mocked him and teased him, but he kept on dancing. So it doesn't matter what some say, if you keep on dancing, his hand comes upon you. I can only imagine the Lord looking from heaven at David, probably laughing and smiling at him while he was dancing, to the point where even his wife shamed him because of what he did. Listen, the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. In other words, you and me together, church, all of us together, let's magnify his name together. Watch what it says. And let us exalt his name together. Then look at what it says. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Now look, and delivered me from all my fear. Take this word tonight in the name of Jesus, that we have exalted him, we have praised him, we have worshiped him, and the fear is gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we are not afraid. We will not submit to the pressures of this world, of what's going on around us. Yes, this thing is out there. Yes, it's causing chaos, but we stand in the house of the Lord, and we will praise your name, Father, from this day until the day that we are with you in heaven. We will praise you, we will shout praises, and we will not fear because of it. So we give you thanks and praise and all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Now, like David sang, like David danced, let's sing that song. We're going to sing one song with you before we close. Maybe two or three. We'll see how it goes. But let's start. Let's sing When David Danced. And right there where you are in your house. That's why I said get your shoes on. Because we're going to dance like David did. We're going to dance just like him and give the Lord Jesus praise no matter how we feel in Jesus' name.
Upon my heart, I will dance.
listen to me. Listen to me, listen to me. We have worshipped Him. We have declared His goodness and we have praised Him tonight. But this evening in this place, I want to sing that melody. We are going to go and we're going to trample on the enemy. We're going to praise the Lord one more time. We're going to sing that medley right now that was sang in the revivals of old. We're going to declare it tonight in this place. We're going to sing of God's faithfulness. Let's just praise Him one more time. Let's sing one more song together, guys. Right there where you are. Doesn't matter how you feel. Come on.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. Thank you.
always sing of your goodness, Lord. Your praises will be on our lips. Father, we just think about all the people right now in our county, in our state, in our nation. Father, we pray for them now, that you would touch them, Lord, that you would heal. For surely you are the Lord, our healer. You are our deliverer. And so this evening we give you thanks, Father. We have this amazing privilege of knowing you. We pray for those that don't know you, that they would come to know you, Father, because this is a joy unspeakable. Doesn't matter what we go through, we can still have joy and peace. Peace like a river. We just love you so much, Father. We will never stop praising your name. We're just so grateful to you this evening. We may not be able to be together, but we worship you together. For we worship you in spirit and truth, Father. We come humbly before you. And even though we are weak, you are strong. So grateful for you. So grateful that we serve El Elyon, the God Almighty, who was and is to come. And we look forward to the day, Father, that we can all be together again in this building. And all the churches will gather again all across the nations of this world. And there will be a sound that will come from the sanctuaries. A sound of worship and praise and thanksgiving as we rejoice because of what you have done. We celebrate it in advance this evening. We are your people. And you are our God. And we love you so much. We're so grateful, so thankful that we know you. So thankful to you, Lord. And so tonight in this place, we just lift up every person that's watching, our congregation, Father, this whole city, this whole nation, in fact, all the people right now. We just lift them up to you, Father. We pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Spirit be with every single one right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Look out for all the different stuff we'll be doing tomorrow morning. We'll be together at prayer at 6 a.m. If you can't watch it live, join in later on. It'll be on the whole day. We'll take it down the next morning when we start the next session. Guys, again, it's been my honor and privilege to be with you and to worship the King with you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Go in peace.
Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.